Theme song of what program? Wrong era. Your hip parade, thank you. Well, you and I remember the good old days, just the two of us. Tonight's program is for you. Your name, sir?
Lawrence Wells.
Well, I'm playing all my music tonight for Lawrence Welk, and Lawrence and I will appreciate it, and you'll know what I'm talking about. When I was a boy growing up in Toledo, Ohio, Saturday night was the most important night of the week. Not because I had a date, because at that age I didn't. It was the night that your hit parade was on, with an accurate, authentic tabulation of the nation's taste in popular music. And those of you who are my age or a little bit older might remember those very words. The hit parade was one of the most popular continuing programs and was on for about 20 years. Well, I got hooked on popular music at that time. I used to save my money to buy Decca records at 35 cents each, or sometimes even to buy a Tommy Dorsey for 52 cents, Ohio sales tax included. Well, I'm going to start out tonight by playing some of the biggest hits of the big bands, the dance bands of the 40s that shaped my taste and my love for popular music. I'm going to play a bit of the theme song of some of them, and then one of the hits, one of the big hits for them in the jukeboxes. I won't be announcing. If you happen to recognize it and want to shout out the name, do that. The theme song of the most popular band leader of them all went like this. Boxes up till the record breaker. Sidled up to the microphone with the most glorious trombone sound ever, and he played something that sounded like this. One of his biggest hits was this one, beautiful ballad called I'll Never Smile Again. My favorite orchestra, however, was the one led by his brother, because he had as his vocalists Bob Everly and Helen O'Connell. And I suppose I fell in love with big band music the first time I heard Helen chirp those cool and limpid green eyes. I was still in the eighth grade when the first time I heard Helen sing, and it was a lifetime infatuation. And 10 years ago, I got to accompany her for two numbers. Contrasting tempos. Bob Everly would sing in a slow romantic baritone. Jimmy would get his solo in, and then Helen O'Connell came on for her personalized second vocal. They said the dancers would never tolerate three tempos in a single arrangement, and Jimmy Dorsey's Green Eyes and later Tangerine each sold a million, proving the people who know best were all wrong. Sunday afternoon brought another radio program I loved. Sammy had an unusual proportion of ballads, but his big number came when the band put down their instruments and sang something that started, "Hey, Daddy, I want a diamond ring. Everything, Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. Lee-ah, another of his big hits was when the band became a glee club and backed up Tommy Rhine singing "The Old Lamplighter." Thank you.
made the night a little brighter. Wherever he would go, the old lamp lighter of long, long ago.
Many people say that Sammy Kaye stole his style from somebody whose name he borrowed too, Kaye Kiser, who had a tune that went like this. There is no verse for the song, 'cause I'd want to wait a moment too long to say that I'd like to get you slow boat to China. Sing it all to myself alone. Get you and keep you in my arms evermore. Leave all your lovers waiting on a faraway shore, out on the ocean, far from all the commotion. No telegraph or telephone. I'd like to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. Perhaps the best known of the trumpet players who led a big band was the man who played Jerry Berry Bin for his theme. Anybody know who that was? Harry James. Biggest hit, or one of the big ones, with Helen Forrest on the vocal, went like this.
I had the craziest dream last night.
One of my favorite bands had a single hit. They took an oldie and they bought an arranger who did an up-tempo second chorus. It went something like this. The band was called, the band leader was Johnny Long. There's a shanty in the town by a little plot of ground with the green grass growing all around, all around. The roof's so worn, so badly torn that it touches to the ground. Just tumble-down shack that's built way back about 25 feet from the railroad track. Lingers on my mind most all the time, keeps calling me back to the little old shack. I'd be just as sassy as Haile Selassie if I were a king, wouldn't mean a thing. Put my boots on tall, eat the writing on the wall, wouldn't mean a thing, not a doggone thing. There's a queen waiting there in a rocking chair, just blowing her top on Gator's beer. Looking all around and trucking on down, 'cause I gotta go back to my shanty town. Trained for opera, but he never made it, and I was very grateful for that because he was one of my favorite band leaders, giving us tunes like this one.
Dance, ballerina, dance.
trivia. Who was the first band leader ever to sell 1 million copies of a recording? Right. And what was the recording? You better tell him.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes.
Track 29. Boy, you can give me a shine. I got my fare. What is it, Phil? Now. I got my fare. And just a trifle to spare. We'll leave the Pennsylvania station about 3:45. We'll read a magazine and then we're in Baltimore. Dinner at the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs and Carolina. When you hear the whistle blowing 8 to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling. Ooh, Chattanooga, there you are. There's gonna be a certain party at the station, all satin and lace. I used to call Funny Face. Gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam. Oh, Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home? Help me remember the words. Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes.
Track 29,
boy, you can give me a shine.
I can afford to board the Chattanooga choo-choo. I've got my fare and just a trifle to spare. We'll leave the Pennsylvania station about 3:45. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner at the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blow and 8
to the bar, then you know the Tennessee is not very far. Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling. Ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be
a certain party at the station, all satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'm never wrong.
Oh, Chattanooga,
won't you choo-choo me home? Oh, Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home? Bravo!
Don, can I tell a little story here? This is my friend Phil, who works in the laundry with me, and she used to go over all my words with me in the laundry, and we'd sing away, and she'd help me remember the words. So if I remember my words tonight, it's all Phil's fault. And if I don't remember them, well, we won't even think. We won't say anything.
Marla Sardison is at the vocal mic, as they used to say back in the big band days, when you were on the starlight roof of the Hotel Pennsylvania. They always had a beautiful girl vocalist who dressed up the band. No matter how bad the band was, it was a beautiful girl that sang. It had a class act there. I want to just say a word about Marla's first tune. I was... No, it just fell out of my pocket. I'm on a tether here. Once again. I was in London just once. And I'm the guy with no sense of direction whatever. I do not know north from south, east from west, unless the sun happens to be setting at that moment. Then I have a pretty good notion. Anyway, I determined to take my fate in my hands. I wanted to see a musical in one of the theaters, and I set out to find the theater. And I came upon, walked down the street, and all of a sudden here was a beautiful sight in front of me. It was a little area, kind of a little park, and there was a black wrought iron fence around it, a sidewalk, brick around that. Houses built right up to the edge of the sidewalk. No space between the houses. They were all pushed in together, just out of a Dickens Christmas Carol illustration. And the sign said, Berkeley Square. Well, if you remember the 40s, you remember that America imported a beautiful ballad from the 40s. And if you don't remember that, Marla will recall it for you now.
The night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The streets were paved with silver stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world turned upside down. I may be wrong, I may be right, but I'm perfectly willing to lingered over London town. The poor puzzled moon, why he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world turned upside down. I may be wrong, I may be right, but I'm perfectly willing. But as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I know, 'cause I was there that night in Berkeley Square.
show's long been forgotten. It was called Babes in Arms, and it had one great tune in it. Marla remembers it for us now.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing were the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happened for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before. But knows where or when. For the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before. But who knows where or when? Who knows where or when?
One of the most hopeful signs about the present generation of youth is they're rediscovering the music of the 40s. Marla knew this one before I played it for her.
Haven't changed a bit, handsome as ever, I must admit. What's new? How did that romance come through? We haven't met since then. Gee, but it's nice to see you again. What's new? Probably I'm boring you, but seeing you is grand, and you were sweet to offer your hand. I understand. Of course you couldn't know, I haven't changed, I still love you so.
offer your hand, I understand. Adieu. Pardon my asking what's new. Of course you couldn't know I haven't changed. I still love you so.
Well, the big band music was one of the early loves of my life, and the other was something that I encountered even earlier when my parents took me during the summer to the amphitheater in the Toledo, Ohio Zoological Gardens. The amphitheater was a magnificent big shell, and there were about 1,000, 2,000 seats. In between acts, jets put up water fountains, and behind these fountains you could see the flats being changed. Tremendously impressive to a very young boy who sat there with wide open eyes. And I saw shows by Frimmel and Victor Herbert, Sigmund Romberg. I loved them all. My favorite perhaps was the Desert Song, and I loved it when Margot, who had been kidnapped by the Red Shadow, came crossing the desert in her high heels. Marvelous. The music was lush and beautiful. I couldn't imagine anything more romantic than the Desert Song or the Student Prince. Or one of my favorite scenes when Francois Villon, who was leading some kind of political insurrection, I didn't understand or care, except he sang great songs and was in love. And here he was at the end of Act One singing Only a Rose in Prison. It left, Only Rose the name of the song. He sang it in prison. It left its mark on me. I guess I became an incurable romantic at that time, and I'd like to play some of the songs for you that I so enjoyed in growing up. Thank you. one is recorded by Helen O'Connell, and what more do you have to say about any song? Marla, back to the microphone, and all of me.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see that I'm no good without you? Take my arms, I'll never use them. Take my lips, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with the cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took my heart that once, oh boy, was my heart. So why not take all of me?
Travel the road, sharing our songs
side by side.
Oh, we don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we'll travel the road, sharing the load
side by side.
Through all kinds of weather, what if the rain should fall? Long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all.
We all have quarreled and parted, but we'll be the same as we started.
Just traveling along, singing a song, side by side. Want to do the second one or not?
Oh, sure, let's get adventuresome. When they once hear the Marlodon, duo.
Let's try again, shall
we? All right.
I'll come in, okay?
All right, what a duo.
when they once hear the Marlodon duo.
Well, Kenny and Ollie are
through. Our ratings will say we ought to stay side by side.
We ought to rehearse more.
When your dad and your mother
disown you, though it's long distance, I'll phone you. The call will be brief. We're both on relief. Side by side, through all kinds of weather. What if the sky should fall? Long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all. Never a lengthy or long show. Maybe we're gone down the gong show. We're friends to the end. Hear how we blend. Side by side,
I sing the low notes.
Side by side, I sing the high notes.
Side by side,
I sing the flat notes.
Side by side.
One of the great things about being in a place like Holden is, of course, the people in it and the people you get to work with. One of them is named Shirley, and Shirley presented me with a book saying, read this, it will be great for your stories, Don. It was called Mouse in the Manger. And by golly, it was marvelous for a chalk talk, and I told the story when Holden was celebrating Christmas. And I wrote a tune to go with it. And here's another nice part about Holden. I get to work with a lady with a lovely soprano voice named June Aykroyd. And she said, yes, she'd be very willing to sing my new song, although she usually sings much more classical and lovely things than this, but she's agreed to repeat it tonight. This is a section of three originals. I thought I'd like you to know that I sometimes write music myself and play it and have other people sing it so I don't forget the words. June Aykroyd and Mouse in a Stable.
Answered boldly, here's
song is called Who's to Say? And I asked Paul Meyerding to learn it, and he's been working on it for 2 days. 2 whole days I gave him on this one. I wrote it a number of years ago, but it seems particularly appropriate for Holden because it speaks of so many facets of nature that we see and admire and appreciate here. It's called Who's to Say, and Paul Meyerding, if he's got the hose turned off, is going to sing it for us. Thank you, Paul. June and Hi, love. Marla and I did a concert like this about 2 weeks ago, and afterwards people kept asking about some of the numbers and had they been published. And I got very tired of saying no, because they hadn't. So I'm including a number tonight to which I can say yes. I had a very hard-working and diligent secretary who sent the manuscript for this song to 24 publishers before one of them was interested in it. I'm a Methodist. The Methodist publishing house turned me down. However, the Nazarenes, bless them, they liked it. It's called Different Drum, and Marla's going to help me on it. If a man does not keep pace with his companions, perhaps it's because he hears a different drummer. The neighbors of Abraham said, hang loose, plow your land. Things gonna get better, man. Good times will come. I'm folding my tent, said he. I'll go right, said he. Hearing a different drum. Sing hallelujah, amen. God's kingdom come. Folks watching old Noah laughed, said, he's daft, dig that raft. He's caulking it fore and aft, like floods might come. Just wait till the floods begin, they'll figure he might have been hearing a different drum, a different drum. Those folks in tune with the Father's will know that the drummer is drumming still. So pray sincerely, thy kingdom come, and maybe you'll hear him playing on his drum. Said Pharaoh, your dreams must keep. See that sea? Man, that's deep. Young Moses, go back to sleep. Your time ain't come. But Moses just packed his things, including his water wings. Hearing a different drum. Sing hallelujah. Amen. Thy kingdom come. You're still in doubt, then let Marla help you out. She'll expound upon the story from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Each uppity Pharisee said he spoke heresy, but the others could plainly see their Lord had come. With love in his soul he came, a riding out bold he came, hearing a different drum. Sing hallelujah, amen, thy kingdom come. He said to the poor oppressed, you're the one God loves best. And he angrily warned the rest, God's wrath will come. Then throwing their stones at him, they quoted Dow Jones at him, hearing a different drum, a different drum. There in a garden he knelt to pray. Take, dear Father, this cup.
wishing to alone on a cross he died. Strangers hung at his side. While criminals cursed, he cried, "Thy kingdom come." And there, on a lonely hill, he went to his father, still hearing a different
that. I've done many, many songs, and I think the two best lines I've ever written were in that song, "March to Your Drum, Son. I'll Be Marching Too." Marla's going to close out this evening for us. Here's a tune from a film called Casablanca.
A kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is still a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, "I love you." On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. On that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a tale of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes.
got two more numbers. Thank you. She says to me, you need the words for this one. Did you hear that? She covered the microphone. Please sit down. We're going to do a duet, and I'm going to remember the lyrics, Marla.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
And then,
me too.
Okay. And you do as well on the closing number. It is the last duet. Right.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna take a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bags, I got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation. Long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gonna take a sentimental journey. Sentimental journey home.
Your turn.
Sing it with us.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna take a sentimental journey to renew old memories. I got my bags, I got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford. Like a child with wild anticipation. Long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gonna take a sentimental journey. Sentimental journey home. Sentimental journey
right, but the backup group was wonderful.
Amazingly wonderful.
We'd like to close with some special lyrics to Moments to Remember.
Especially for Holden.
The carol that softly peals, the dish team on those meatless we'll have these moments to remember. The smell of pine, the scent of grass, the day we climbed to cloudy paths. We will have these moments to deepest thoughts. homemade bread each morning as we gather sleepy eyes. The way we felt at Vespers, knowing Christ is by our side. The days were full and the week went fast, and when those happy hours are past, we will have these moments to remember. We will have these moments to remember.
Leave now if you'd like to without hurting our feelings, but I'd be glad to play three or four requests, starting out with that old feeling for Phyllis who leaves us tomorrow. Her request.
Still in.